Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Boulder Endless Energy Detox Program, week one. I'm Melissa Bloom, otherwise known as Coach Melissa, and I'm so excited to be here with you today and all of your brave souls for stepping out of your comfort zone to try something new so you can make your goals and make your life happen. I'm so excited to hear about what this program can help accomplish in your life. I wanted to recap some of the things that I talked about during the Getting Started session. And if you're just tuning in with us, not a big deal. You can start this program when you'd like. If you're starting today, I want to remind you that I have asked you to replace two of your meals with shakes. And I gave some information on how to compile and make those shakes. And you can vary it up with different fruits and some chia seeds and flax seeds, depending upon what kind of powder. Refer to that handout that I provided for you. But regardless, you're going to feel so much better replacing those two meals a day with shakes. You're probably like already thinking, well, Melissa, how do I maintain that? I want you to stay in the present moment. That's half the battle. And that third meal in a day, which is typically going to be dinner, looks like a higher protein, a little bit of a lower carb. So some type of whole grain carb. It is there, but not a lot of it, as well as some starchy vegetables and lots of cruciferous vegetables with some plant-based fats. That's a very nutritious, all-encompassing meal. As well, I've given you the opportunity to have a snack as desired throughout the day. So you can determine if you'd like that or not based on some of those hunger and fullness cues that you're feeling. I want to go back to goal setting as well and remind you of some of those tips that I love to give people in making their goals. Working with me as a registered dietitian, I have a lot of people that come into me and say, Melissa, I want to lose 30 pounds in 2 days. I'm exaggerating, but it feels that way sometimes when I'm trying to help them. And they're really setting themselves up to fail because that's an unrealistic goal. So I want you to make sure your goals are realistic. If you have any questions about if they are, ask me an email. I'm always available. When we talk about goals, I also want you to be gentle with yourself. And I also want you to think about why you're here. Why did you come and embark on this brave journey and tune in to me today and stick around for these next couple of weeks? What are some of the things that you want to accomplish outside of weight loss? Which, by the way, you can expect to lose about 5 to 7 pounds in this program, which is always a plus, right? So why did you come here? What do you want to accomplish besides weight loss? Is it higher energy levels, wanting to sleep better, better skin, better like overall, having more regularity in your poops, to put it frankly, or, you know, like I said, just feeling better. I want you to think about some of those goals outside of weight loss too. It's not all about that. I want you as well to really think about accessing your confidence. I know we all have it. We can do anything for 14 days. I want you to remember that when you're going through this program, especially the next 2 to 3 days, those first days that you start this program, it's going to feel different. It may feel like, what am I doing, Melissa? I really don't feel like this is satisfying. I promise you, after 4 to 5 days of sticking with this, you're going to feel better. And then you only have about a week left. And then you're probably going to want to keep doing it. So we'll talk about that as well in the longevity of things. So I have also shared with you some of my favorite recipes for that dinner meal. Some of you requested that beforehand, which was awesome and amazing. I have lots of experience giving my go-to recipes to my clients, and I am thrilled to share them with you listeners and wanting to make some dietary and nutrition health changes too. So I hope you like those. I am so open to input and suggestions as well, as always. I don't know everything. I know a lot, but I will refer you in the right direction if you have a question that I can't answer. So today I wanted to structure this for you guys and what I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about how we've been really fooled by detoxing campaigns in the health and wellness industry. And I also want to lay out to you how our livers actually function, and how shakes fit into helping that function and ultimately detoxifying our bodies. And lastly, today I'm going to let you know how to increase your glutathione, which is a very powerful and typically endogenously made antioxidant that ultimately has a great amount of capacity for helping the liver detox all of those lovely environmental and metabolic toxins that our body makes on a day-to-day basis. So the function of our liver is pretty complicated, I will say. The liver does everything. It is really a hub for metabolism, which is important for you because that really relates to weight loss. But it's also a hub for sending nutrients to their specified functions and really filtering out everything that we consume or make internally in our bodies. So it's like one of the best organs ever, and we have to keep that healthy, and nutrition plays an absolutely vital role in that. I can't say any other word but vital. Most people think it's like, well, it's my digestive system. Granted, that is very important, but in the terms of detoxing, the liver really makes or breaks that. It also helps with just general digestion. Remember, the liver is the creator of bile. And some of you may not have the gallbladder in your bodies anymore. The liver takes up for that. So it's amazing in that capacity too. But bile helps metabolize the lovely fats. And so when we think about that, if we don't have our liver functioning to its ultimate capacity, then our ability to store and digest fats is reduced. And trust me, you do want to store fats because that ultimately helps with detoxing too. Not too much though, that can inhibit it. We'll talk about that. The liver also regulates hormones, and that is something that I'll be chatting about in the following session of our relationship with food and all that lovely business that sugar has going on in our brain and how it affects all of those 20 plus hormones going from your gut to your brain. So our liver plays a role in that. It filters everything we eat, like I've said. Alan Christensen, in his awesome book that I'm obsessed with, refers to it as the pantry for your body, of really storing, but also like delegating. So you pull something out of your liver to eat it or to use it or for its specific function. So I love that analogy. The liver detoxes toxins in a couple of different phases. It's even said that there's a third phase in there, but I'm just going to talk about the first two. And the first phase, what happens when your liver is detoxing, is called the activation phase. And this is really where wastes are chemically altered. In different ways, like you think about chemistry and all of those different compounds and like the hydrogen molecule and all those complicated things that we don't need to get into. That's really where that happens. So it's getting ready for a change. It's getting ready. It's allowing toxins to have the opportunity to then be mobilized out and filtered out of our bodies through the kidneys, through the bowel system. So the activated phase is the first stage. And then you have the conjugation phase. So this is where those nutrients or toxins are really packaged up like a Christmas present, except it's not so fun to open. And then they're sent out of the body without really causing any kind of havoc, hopefully. And so this is when you really push toxins out of your body through your bowel system and through your kidneys, as well as your lungs. I didn't mention that. I go through the physiology of the liver and the different processes involved in the detoxification system because there are different foods that help with the physiology of just those systems working and those phases. And so when we talk about some of these different foods that are located on your lovely grocery shopping staple list, I want you to think in terms of, wow, this nutrient, this food can help me detoxify through my liver. Yes, please. And so when we think about these things, it helps put a function to the nutrients of the why that we're doing this and why we are making these changes for ourselves. There is a rhyme and there is a reason, and there is every food has a physiological purpose, most, should I say. And so when we remember these things and consider them, then it's really helpful in sticking with eating healthy and the motivation there. Before I get into the specific foods that help your liver detoxify your body, I want to go back and readdress the two shakes a day and all the lovely research that really supports the two shakes a day. In the 2010s, there was a lot of research done on fairly median-sized populations in the overweight and obese adults population. And what they found in a common theme, they're also called meta-analysis or reviews, systematic reviews, is that two shakes a day resulted in almost double the amount of successful weight loss that participants had. So those who were eating controlled caloric macronutrient meals, like let's say like a diet that you would follow with pre-prepared meals that were mailed to you versus just replacing two meals a day with a high protein, moderate carb, moderate fat shake. The participants that followed the two shakes a day lost 12% body weight, and those that were having the controlled food amounts but still meals lost only 6%. So it's double. Also, studies have found that when people follow two shakes a day, that it's easier for them to continue with maybe not two shakes a day, but maybe one or none, in resulting for that sustainable weight loss, which is huge in the weight loss industry. There's a big conversation around what is sustainable. There's so many diets that could result in quick weight loss, but of course people want that to be sustainable. They don't want to have to go back. And that's where diets have failed a lot of people, is that it metabolically changes you. So we're here to set the record straight with that. So that's why I recommend the two shakes a day. And keeping that at a very moderate caloric level, it is more controlled, right? Because there's not as much opportunity to get an excessive amount of calories in a shake as there is in a meal of choice. But it's not a low calorie density plan. I had mentioned that before in the getting started session. So Just to be clear, that's why I recommend those two shakes a day. Another piece of that is just the risk of decision fatigue. A lot of us are so consumed with like, well, I'm in a rush, I have to go to work, and I have to go to Starbucks. That is my weakness, my friends, Starbucks. It's so convenient and it's so fun stopping by on my way to see clients. Or going to see a client there. It's my favorite meetup spot. But that is so easy to make that decision in the moment. And maybe it's not the best decision for you. And so having those two shakes a day can take the question marks out of it. And it can really set you on a path of, you know, you're doing the right thing. And so also accessing that confidence can help that piece of it too, of just, all right, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing during these 14 days. I also want to get into some of those foods that naturally increase our body's ability to detox. And a lot of these foods indirectly affect our body's ability to detox effectively because they increase our ability to make the shining star of glutathione. I want you to think about this amazing antioxidants of that cloudy sky. Is that bright shining light, or when you're lost and finding your way again? I know that sounds so corny, but glutathione is where it's at in helping your liver detox. So there's not a lot of food sources of glutathione itself, but there are a lot of foods that help endogenously make glutathione. And when I think of glutathione, I think of glutes. And maybe that's not such a bad thing. I don't know. Maybe that'll help you remember it. Like glutathione. Okay, I'm thinking about my glutes. So I love to think of acronyms. I just can't think of one for a word that long. Sorry. If anyone has an idea, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear it. I love jokes like that. So one of the top types of nutrients that increase our ability to detox by increasing our in turn, ability to make glutathione are something called phytonutrients. And we can all really conclude that that is plant-based nutrients. So the colorful cruciferous fruits and vegetables that no one really likes to eat. Maybe your kids are like, broccoli. No, those are the foods that really help as far as phytonutrients are concerned. Your body's ability to make glutathione. So we think of words, I'm sorry, we think of foods like garlic, like onion, broccoli, cauliflower, sweet potato, regular potato, believe it or not, even the colored fancy potatoes like purple potatoes, radishes, peppers, asparagus, green beans, all of those bright colored phytonutrients that give our bodies an amazing ability to perform so much better in their micronutrient density. So remember that. I think we all know that vegetables are good for us, but this is one of the major reasons why. It helps your liver. Remember, your liver is one of the greatest organs in your body. They're all great, but the liver kind of tops the charts as the number one. Think about your favorite pop song, Liver Is It. I'd never heard anybody sing about liver, but maybe it'll come by in the 2020s. So also, when we think about phytonutrients, I pair that with dietary fibers. It's one of the most unconsumed and appropriate amounts nutrients in the United States. A lot of people contribute diverticulitis and diverticulosis to lack of fiber or chronic low fiber intake. The average person gets maybe, you know, a fourth of what they need on a daily basis. And just to keep you posted, you need about 25 to 35 grams of fiber every day, which is not super hard to get on this 14-day program. And so given that our shake formulations already have fiber in them. So I'm not too worried about that if you're adhering to our shakes. If not, you may add some fiber into your shake. Anyway, most people get a fourth of what they need. So a fourth of, let's say, 25 is what, about 6 grams of fiber a day. Ouch. That's why we're chronically constipated. So I want us to focus in on that too. And when we think about other foods that help detox, I also think about the foods that don't help us detox. And that's obviously caffeine, alcohol, some environmental chemicals, and other things. That's why I ask you to reduce some of your caffeine and your alcohol too. You don't have to give it up, but it's definitely going to inhibit your ability to detox effectively. So remember, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower, and even things like carrots and radishes, those all help in conjunction with fiber, phase 1 and phase 2 of our liver detoxification systems. With the shakes, another thing that helps with the liver is that it, really to recap on the fat accumulation, when our liver is in its prime functioning, it's going to store nutrients. And that's where the common glucagon is stored if we have low blood glucose levels. So if we haven't eaten for a while, we get storages from our liver that says, hey, I've protected you and I'm going to give you this fuel to last a little while. It also stores triglycerides, and that's where people get into the conversation around you're storing sugar as fat or you're storing carbs as fat. And when we have too much of a caloric intake, just an excess of anything, we're really going to store that excess as triglycerides in our liver. And having a good, having a decent amount of triglycerides in our liver, it really helps, you know, metabolize to different nutrients that are needed in times of a deficit. But when we have too many fat stores in our livers, that's where it becomes something that can be counterintuitive to the detoxification system. It really overloads our liver's ability to function in the detoxification way if we have so much fat built up, like fatty liver, that it's almost impossible to effectively detox. And then if we can't effectively detox, then we're also, we have toxins streaming through our blood, but we also only exacerbate obesity and stress inside of our bodies because it cannot do what it's set out to do. So during these 14 weeks, controlling your metabolic intake as well as increasing those detoxifying, enhancing nutrients at your dinner and in your shake sets you up for really cleaning out that liver and being able to clearly detox after these 14 days. So the second part to this is talking about the star in the sky, glutathione. It is a powerful antioxidant that is typically made inside of our bodies, or what we call endogenously, but you can get it from foods. And most importantly, foods can increase the making of glutathione in your body. Glutathione is the main star, like I said, for enhancing the detoxification capabilities of your body. And so the more that we can enhance that, the better off we're going to be. The top thing that I wanted to mention in the glutathione is that it is mainly of amino acids. And if you're not familiar with amino acids, those are the building blocks of proteins. That is nutrition 101. So those proteins found in your protein powders and your shakes will actually come to a benefit because you cannot make glutathione without amino acids. Also, something that I mentioned before is the cruciferous vegetables. They are sulfur rich. And so sulfur has been something that has been shown to increase glutathione production too. I already mentioned fiber and vitamin C. So all of those lovely acidic fruits that you're going to add into your shakes can help increase your glutathione production. Things like avocado and spinach. If you're from the deep south, you'll appreciate this, okra, but catch, unfried. Bummer. Things like turmeric and food, things outside of food too, like sleep and exercise and the elimination or minimization of alcohol. So different things and different foods can increase our ability to produce glutathione, which, as I remind you, is a shining star of detoxing your body. To go into some of the other things that I talked about in getting started is really enhancing your ability to detox by getting some sleep. I know that's easier said than done. Trust me, I have a little 9-month-old at home. So I really understand the lack of sleep thing. So no one can say anything to me. So if you're in that stage or you just chronically don't get enough sleep, I would check in with your doctor about it, but I would also limit some of your screen time. So your TV, your social media, avoiding caffeine, avoiding alcohol consumption before bed, and sleeping in a comfortable temp. That's external stress. External stress or internal stress can reduce our ability to detox. I want to make that clear. Also, mindful movement and meaningful movement. You do not have to do cardio-intensive activity during this program. I want you to think about ways that you can exercise that are more through things that you do on your daily life. Whether it's gardening, going out for a walk, doing some yoga, Pilates, stretching, even Tai Chi. I love chair yoga. That's like the best thing in the world when someone introduced me to that. You do not need to get your heart rate up every day for a long period of time to be successful in this program. I want you to remember that. Lastly, the most important is hydration. So hydration along with fiber helps our colon clean itself out, but also helps our kidneys filter out all of those lovely molecules and the proteins that you're going to be consuming. So you want to get enough water in a day. And I know everyone probably tells you that, but I can't emphasize the importance of it. I mentioned that in the getting started. So I hope that you're on board with that. It's going to clear out your appetite. So really understanding the way that you feel about your body and your body's cues, but also its capability of detoxing from those awesome toxins and not so awesome toxins, should I say, that we talked about in this session. So hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Remember, you can do anything for 14 days. So replacing those 2 meals a day with shakes and following the recipes that I provided for you, as well as creating and cooking and preparing a dinner, it does not have to be hard. I think that's one of the number one complaints that I get from people who I see individually is that, Melissa, everyone's telling me to make these immaculate recipes. You don't have to do that. I will say that variety does play a role in overall happiness with your dietary intake. And we'll talk more about that next time and connecting the two and to create this amazing mecca to help detox your body and understand it and feel better and feel good, more energized. You will absolutely feel that way after this program. So get your mind right. Let's get on track. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. My email is going to be on one of the handouts that I can't remember which one, but one of the handouts that I provided for you. And please give me feedback or any other information that you'd like to know during maybe future programming. But also, I love to hear from you. I'm a people person, and you tell me what you're looking for and what information can benefit you. The important part is sticking to the plan and following through with your goals and understanding that this is a process that's going to make you healthy and happy. You can do anything for 14 days. I'm here along with you on this journey, and I'm here for you and letting you know that we definitely sincerely care about the direction that you head. So we're here for you any time of the day. Feel free to not phone me. My phone would probably be ringing like crazy, but to email me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for tuning in, and can't wait for you to listen in on our second week of the 14-day detox. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great night.